You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome aboard. A Monday, a brand new week. It is the Gym Class program taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, will be joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass once again here today. Lots to get to. We'll take a look back at a busy weekend. A potpourri of sports events to talk about. We will do that with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we now, every weekend until the first weekend in April, we'll have college football and or college basketball or a combination of both college football and college basketball. Hallelujah. That is great news as we start a brand new week. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. That is also 319-366-1600. We'll get you an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update toward the bottom of the hour and find out what the latest is as far as the world of sports in the region and locally is concerned. We will do that, as I mentioned, coming up in just a little bit. And Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you guys and everyone. And you set it up very well about the seasons kind of converging, I guess. But college football, indeed, starts Saturday. It's the highlight game is Florida State and Georgia Tech, that game in Ireland. I think there's only three games on Saturday, but next week, the following week, Iowa, Iowa State, and many, many others, open play.
Yep, high school gets underway in earnest next week. College gets underway in earnest next week. And, yeah, what a great – this is a fun time as far as the sports calendar is concerned. And we've got a football game Saturday night. We will have SMU and Nevada from the greatest little city in the world, Reno, Nevada. That'll be coming up on Saturday night from Westwood One. So, hey, football is here. 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you on the text line or the phone line. Isaac, good afternoon. How was your weekend of soccer?
It was good. Glad the Premier League is back. And only more to come. I think Bundesliga starts this weekend. So.
And that's your favorite, as we all know.
That's the most entertaining. My favorite is the Premier League. But okay, as far as most goals scored, it feels like Bundesliga is usually the most high-flying action.
Ooh, sign me up. Sign me up indeed. So thanks to everyone for joining us. If you do miss one of our shows, whether it's ours or Spencer on Sports, which follows us from 4 until 6, or in the mornings, the Todd Brommelkamp show from 6:30 a.m. until 9, you can always go back and listen to the podcasts. They are available at kgymradio.com. Just pick that podcast tab, or you can go to Apple or Spotify. Before we get too far into it, Mark, I do need to send a shout out to all the new great friends I met at the Cedar Rapids Iowa City Ryder Cup over the weekend down at Finkbine. The Cedar Rapids team coming out on top, but we had a great time with our folks from Iowa City, and more importantly, met some great listeners, including my fourth Jeff Johnson that I know. That's number four. I told him that I was not going to rank them or put them in any type of order, but he is the fourth one now that I know.
Yeah, it's a fairly common name, but to know four is, you know, you're at least a couple up on me. But really nice that you could be part of that whole experience. You got a point for the team and a record-setting performance by Cedar Rapids.
Yeah, but we had a great time. Great camaraderie down there. Finkbein's in great shape. And, yeah, it was a whole lot of fun. And then they were great hosts down there in Iowa City. And hope to be a part of it coming up again. So there is that. Sad news in the world of entertainment and in the world of broadcasting today as well. We lost Phil Donahue today at the age of 88. And I, as I usually do with this, Isaac, do you know who Phil Donahue is?
I can't say that I do.
Okay.
Not off the top of my head.
Yeah. See, Mark and I just feel older every time you say you don't know who these people are. Well, he was a pioneer as far as the talk show genre is concerned on television. He was the guy back in the day, Mark, with Donahue. Just that was it. One word title, Donahue. And he passed away earlier on today. Has been battling health problems for many years and passes away at the age of 88. But he was the king of the talk shows back when they first came around, Mark.
Yeah, he was. And to Isaac's defense, he knows people that we don't.
That's true.
Aren't familiar with. So, yeah, Donahue was the guy among talk shows. Oprah Winfrey has said she probably wouldn't have risen to her shows without Phil Donahue. He was on the air for 29 years.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. Unheard of. And he was kind of edgy, but he interviewed, even before he got to television, he interviewed some of the most famous people in the world. And he had that knack about him, and 88 years young.
Yeah, he did. Not only that, but you know, it wasn't the you know, bombastic type of chair throwing things as far as what we kind of know now. That goes along with talk shows. They were very, very hard hitting talk shows when it first started, and like you said, Donahue was kind of the one that led the way. So, Phil Donahue passing away today at the age of 88. 312, let's get into sports from the weekend. And a couple of stories jump out to you, both with Iowa connections. Number one, and I obviously you and I are golfers, Mark, so we are going to throw this into the number one category because this is a once-a-year event. The U.S. Amateur taking place just up the road at Hazeltine in Chaska, Minnesota over the last week, to be honest with you. They started off with the tournament early last week, cut it down to the low 64. They went into the match play situation and scenario, and lo and behold, when it came down to the finals, for the first time ever, a University of Iowa golfer advances to the championship 36-hole match yesterday with Noah Kent. And although he came up just a bit short, had a very, very spirited comeback to the end, just came up a couple holes short, showed well, and made a name for himself, and could not have done anything but helped Tyler Stith and the Iowa men's golf program.
Noah's going to be a sophomore at Iowa. He led the team in stroke average last year, but this is a guy that ranked 560 in the world amateur rankings. I don't know how you rank all those.
I have no idea either.
He was playing the number 10 guy in the world. So, and he got by a tough customer in Jackson Buchanan of Illinois in the semifinals. And Kent fell behind after 18 holes. He was four down. But as you said, he made a spirited comeback in the last five holes. It was only one up going to the last. But Ballester, his competitor, won that hole, ended up two up. And Noah Kent is in the Masters and U.S. Open now, having reached the finals of the U.S. Amateur. And, you know, at one time I thought John Jacobs of Cedar Rapids had done well in the U.S. Amateur. So I consulted a story from 7 years ago by me.
I know what you were talking about.
Jacobs did reach the quarterfinals of the U.S. Amateur in 1941, but he wasn't at Iowa yet. He actually started his college career at Notre Dame, spent better part of 5 years in the service, and ended up at Iowa at age 24, and ended up winning the 1946 Big Ten Championship. But my point is, this is pretty heady stuff for Noah Kent and the Iowa program.
Very heady stuff, because as far as, amateur golf goes back, this goes back beyond the U.S. Open, the regular U.S. Open. The amateur was played first. It was the more prestigious of the two. Probably not the case now, but these are the top golfers in the country, in the world. As you mentioned, his opponent was a Spaniard and plays collegiately at Arizona State. Kind of sounds like somebody else we know who is the former number one player in the world with John Rahm. But very good competition. Noah Kent was terrific. A lot of Iowans up there. I mean, there are a lot of Iowa graduates in the Twin Cities area. A lot of them showed out at Hazeltine, and you put the fact that you had a quote-unquote local with Kent from a state, adjoining state to Minnesota, really pumped up the crowds a little bit. I think the crowd pumped him up a little bit. Just got off to just dug himself too big a hole in that first 18 of the 36-hole final, Mark, and just in match play, it's tough to come back from that four-down deficit.
Yeah, it is, and it was an excellent crowd. Yeah, you have a quote-unquote local. You have an American facing a Spaniard, kind of like a Ryder Cup situation, and much of the crowd was on Kent's side, including a lot of fans dressed in yellow Caitlin Clark jersey or T-shirts.
A lot of them. We'll get to Caitlin coming up in just a little bit. Did you like the Spaniard's outfit, by the way?
Initially, I did not, but it grew on me. I was never one for shorts and dark socks.
It looked dark weird. Socks,
but it looks kind of stylish.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Did he pull the black socks off, ladies and gentlemen? 319-366-1600. Hey, if you dress like that, you better play good, right? That's all I got to say. Or be spectacular. And he did both. Checked both boxes there. So what does Noah Kent get to do now? Well, if he won yesterday, he would have been teeing it up next year in the Open Championship. Didn't get that done, but pretty good couple of consolation prizes for the young man.
Yeah, as I mentioned, he's in the Masters and U.S. Open next year, and that, you know, that doesn't come along very often to too many people, and there'll be a lot of people watching him in Augusta and come April.
Could be some Hawkeye flavor down there. Of course, you just don't get tickets to the Masters. You got to go through the lottery, and they frown. There is no other sporting event in the world that frowns upon secondhand ticket sales than the Masters. They will come find you, and they will make sure that that does not happen again, and you do not get into the gates ever again. And I am being totally serious, Mark. They will come find you.
You speak from experience?
I've heard stories.
Oh, okay.
I have heard stories. Didn't Donahue once do a show over at the Five Seasons Center? Asks.
I believe he did.
Yes, 6429. He did do a live show. And I can't remember the circumstances why he was here. If anyone remembers, Phil Donahue doing the show from the Five Seasons Center, let us know at 319-366-1600. But I do remember he was here, and he did do a show, and it was big news. It was big news back in the day. So that is the golf part of it. Another Iowa tie over the weekend. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, history made in the WNBA as former Hawkeye and now Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark sets the WNBA rookie assist record yesterday in the Fever's win. Fever 2-0 now since coming back from the Olympic break. Starting to climb up toward that 500 mark and making their way toward a possible playoff spot. But Fever playing better ball, Mark, and good job by Caitlin.
Playing much better, and Clark's going to be your rookie of the year in the league. Sorry, Angel Reese, but she just will because of her statistical rankings and what she brings to not only the Fever but the WNBA. But I hasten to say, sorry, Caitlin Clark fans, the Fever would not be anywhere near as good without Kelsey Mitchell and, to a certain extent, Aliyah Boston. Mitchell was phenomenal in two games, Friday and Sunday, 28 and 27 points. Clark wasn't far behind with 29 and 23. The difference with Clark is her ability to find teammates and accumulate assists. And really, she'd probably be averaging a half an assist to one assist higher had some of those bunnies been converted at the hoop over the course of the season. But the B goes on for Caitlin Clark, and Indiana's currently in the playoff picture, equaled the win total from last year or ever, I think, and going in the right direction.
They are. 27-57 doesn't like the fact I said possible playoff spot. They're seventh right now, eight make it. There's still 12 or 13 games to go. So anything can happen. They could go up. They could go down. So we'll see. They're going to get a tough opponent in the first round, the way it looks. And, hey, you get to the playoffs, you do what you can, you never know. There have been a lot of upsets in a long series. These aren't quite as long, though, as the NBA. They're not all, I believe, 4 out of 7. But Fever are inching their way closer and closer. Got to get over that 500 mark first, then see if they can do any damage. But they are playing good, good basketball. And like you said, Kelsey Mitchell may not get the headlines. I think Aliyah Boston and her improved play in the middle, that kind of started off after about the first 5, 6, 7 games of the campaign. And Caitlin not going to the Olympics, just kind of relaxing for a little while, for a couple of weeks. Team kind of relaxing for a couple of weeks, then getting back together, going through some practices. They were together. And I think that's going to help the Fever. I think that's going to help the Fever before it's all said and done here, Mark.
Well, I thought Clark looked extremely motivated, particularly Friday night against Phoenix. Phoenix had 3 members of the United States Olympic team, and Phoenix is a good squad. And maybe it was just me, but she looked entirely motivated when she scored 29 and had 10 assists.
That was the most rest that Caitlin has had, what, since last August, September, to be honest with you? I mean, it's been almost a year since she has had that much time off from playing competitive games with the crowd and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought she looked a little fresher. And that's bad news for the rest of the WNBA if you put that together with the fact, like you said, Mark, she's a little bit motivated.
Nebraska Jason on the text line, can't wait to see the Fever this weekend in Minnesota. The hotel staff has said they're completely sold out with Iowa fans.
Doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. It is a 3-game series in round 1. Thank you, 27-57, for that. They are a quick series, and going to be. I'm very interested to see what the temperature of the WNBA in the sports world is going to be in the next few weeks with football starting. It's going to take a back burner. We all know that. I mean, football. Listen, the PGA Tour didn't change their schedule around. Other racing series haven't changed their schedules around just for the heck of it. They know football is out there, and it's going to be interesting to see how the WNBA plays once we get into professional football and college football. So, I don't know. We'll find out. 3:26, a lot more to get to as far as the weekend in sports is concerned. The second week of the NFL preseason is behind us. How did that play out for your team, and how did that play out? We'll talk a little Major League Baseball. Yet another injury for the injury-plagued Atlanta Braves, and a whole lot more. We'll do that when we come back, but we're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. It's brought to you by Emil's. They're at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, a classic local American restaurant, as we mentioned, right across from Lindale Mall, online at emilshideaway.com. What's up on the scoreboard?
Adding to the Hawkeyes' performance over the weekend on a much lesser scale, but still impactful for former Iowa running back Tyler Goodson. He had 6 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown, and a kickoff return for 29 yards as he tries to solidify himself as the number 2 running back behind Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis. The Washington football team, right?
Yep.
Named Jaden Daniels the 2nd overall pick in the NFL draft. It's QB1. In golf, Jordan Spieth will undergo wrist surgery soon. It is a 3-month recovery for Spieth. He failed to make the next cut of the FedEx Cup playoffs. And finally, courtesy of Jeff Linder of the Gazette, Mount Vernon and West Delaware volleyball teams will square off in an outdoor match September 17th at Brown Field, which is the home football field for West Delaware.
Yeah, that's intriguing. That's intriguing. Weather permitting.
With Iowa women doing what they did, the Nebraska volleyball team, it might all started with Iowa-Oklahoma State wrestling. I'm surprised high schools haven't done more of this.
Interesting. 319-366-1600. And yes, the NASCAR race concluded up in Michigan today. Won by Tyler Reddick and dedicated to the race win to his mentor, Scott Blomquist. That was cool to see. Cool to see him do that. We'll take a break, come back, 3:28, more on a Monday edition of the Gym Class when we return right here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we're going to have plenty of sunshine, a bit of haze out there through the day. Temperatures will be around 80 this afternoon. They'll feel a little toasty, but not uncomfortable as the humidity stays low. Then as we head into tonight, we'll have clear skies and drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow is going to be sunny to start. Temperatures will be in the upper 70s, and we'll have some clouds building in during the evening. There may be a few sprinkles overnight. And then as we head into Wednesday and Thursday, temperatures will be in the mid-70s with low humidity. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
When you grow up in a family business, shop local just hits different. You basically absorb the idea that these people's jobs, their lives, literally depend on you. And that's pretty crazy. It's also the lives of all the people they impact. So like, somebody chooses my family's business, then our employees choose other local businesses. It's like dropping a pebble in a pond. The ripples just keep expanding and make the whole community stronger.
1600 ESPN is a local business. We're here just like you. Choose local every time you can.
Are you tired of looking at your old grimy and mildewy bathtub, looking to replace it with a beautiful walk-in shower, but cash is tight? For as little as $89 a month, no payments for 12 months for consumers who qualify, remodeling loans can put you into a beautiful new walk-in shower in as little as one day. You can rest easy knowing that Remodeling Loans, a network of certified contractors screened and handpicked by us, offers premier products, top-rated service, and value, increasing the beauty, safety, and value of your home. A new walk-in shower will also provide you with a germ-free, slip-resistant, safe, and beautiful new bathroom. Call 800-921-1403 and take advantage of our holiday special of free installation. Our agents are standing by, ready to schedule your appointment with our design team at no cost and no obligation to you. All callers will receive a free upgrade of premium colors just for calling today. A beautiful new walk-in shower is now within reach. Call 800-921-1403. That's 800-921-1403.
Don't tell them, but we love that guy. And these people say that.
I think of my cell phone. There's not a big distinction there from family to customer.
Deary Ford in Iowa City.
I love working with the people.
That kind of relationship that goes deep.
When you hear those things, you think, okay, we're doing the right thing. We're doing it the right way.
We basically let you kind of walk us through the process, which is completely opposite of what a normal car dealership would do.
Deary Ford in Iowa City. See why people choose them over and over again. DearyFord.com.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar. Now, right now at your neighborhood Quickstar, they've got ground beef from the Quickery at $2.99 a pound. It is a budget-friendly staple, and what can't you do with delicious ground beef? You can have a barbecue in the backyard with burgers. You can make some traditional nachos. You can put them in tacos. You can make burritos. You can do anything that your heart desires. And don't miss out right now. You can get Quickstar's ground beef at just $2.99 a pound. Also on sale right now, Nature's Touch ice cream, chocolate or vanilla, just $2.99. 1.5 quarts, limit 2. Also, Nature's Touch American cheese singles for those backyard burgers. They are only $1.99, and Quickery white bread, 99 cents a loaf. All that available right now at your neighborhood Quickstar.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts. 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's winds blowing across a fruited plain and also your new fire pit, which subsequently sets your gazebo ablaze. It's hard-hitting football and an even harder-hitting price estimate from your general contractor that's a star-spangled bummer. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
3:33, we are back with you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Spencer on Sports follows us from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here tonight. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That is the phone line as well if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, 319-366-1600 as we come up on 3:34. And we've got the second of the 3 weeks of the NFL preseason behind us now, Mark. And this is the most, usually the teams play their starters, I say usually, not everyone, but most of the time the starters play the most as far as week two is concerned. As you mentioned during the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy, he has won the job with the Washington Commanders. He may not be the only rookie quarterback to be quarterback one going into the year. Drake May is on the cusp of unseating Jacoby Brissett for the New England Patriots. We know Caleb Williams is going to be starting, Mark. And another good performance by your Bear rookie quarterback.
Yeah, he was. And Bo Nix fared well as well. He's not going to be the starter. But, yeah, the Bears look good once again, especially on defense. I'm trying not to get too excited about Caleb Williams because you got to take it in consideration, the personnel he's playing and whatnot. But after a slow start, he looked really good. Hooked up with Adunze a couple times, and that's going to be a pretty good combination with the receivers the Bears already have. But especially, the win-loss record in the preseason doesn't matter to me at all. But the Bears' defense has been very, very good across the board, and that's a testament to the depth.
It is. Other quarterback news, the Las Vegas Raiders, he will not go away, ladies and gentlemen. Gardner Minshew is going to be the starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders over Aiden O'Connell. Minshew, formerly a number one with the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's kind of that new Fitzmagic as far as the NFL. He's good enough to be the number one in short stints, and then it kind of drops a little bit, but then he'll have a good game when he's thrown into the fray once again. And Gardner Minshew right there. Steelers still don't know who their quarterback is going to be. It's an incomplete study. That is what Mike Tomlin has said publicly about the battle between Wilson and Fields in Pittsburgh. We do know Colt McCoy is not going to be quarterbacking anywhere because he is going to be in the broadcast booth now. He has officially retired. I don't know officially retired, but says he is retired from the National Football League. So there's still a lot of questions out there. Danny Dimes in New York. I think he's going to start the season, but all is not rosy with the New York Football Giants either. So there's a lot of things still hanging in the air as far as the National Football League is concerned.
Yeah, there is. And you could do worse than Minshew. I know Aiden O'Connell was the starter at the end of the last season, but Minshew has apparently won the job. And, Daniel Jones has been terrible. I don't know how long the team can go with him. And in Pittsburgh, Fields has played better than Russell Wilson. Played more, but played better. But how can you bring in Russell Wilson? I guess you also brought in Fields for the very reason that you weren't sure what Wilson had left. And you got to be happy with Xavier Worthy, Chiefs signed. How about that at wide receiver?
Very happy about that. Chiefs first team did just fine. Yeah, they're 0-2, but including as 0547 states, a backwards pass. As a Chiefs fan, this is the time I want to see Mahomes attempt a behind-the-back pass. Did you guys see that over the weekend, the behind-the-back pass? I'm not sure I really want that in the playbook at any time, but it worked for about a five-yard gain to Travis Kelce right there. Observations, Isaac, from the when you were not watching European football?
I don't know, not a ton. I will say I'm thinking Bears might be a playoff team this year. I guess is one of the biggest takeaways that I have, or like one of the hotter takes that I've come away with. I really like Caleb Williams. I think the only thing that I think he needs to work on is he needs to get rid of the ball faster. Sometimes he tries to just make something happen on every single play when some plays you just gotta throw it away and just live another day. But so that's one thing. And then also Daniel Jones is really bad. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't start at all for him this season because there's a clause in his contract that guarantees well over half of his contract next year if he gets injured this season. So the Giants might say, we don't want to guarantee any of your contract next year. so we're not going to play you at all this year. So then you aren't injured and we don't have to guarantee and all that stuff.
Sure.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he gets maybe one game or two games all season.
Can we say with certainty that the New York Giants are going to be looking for a quarterback in the draft next year? Are we right about that?
That feels right, yeah.
That feels right. Unless something drastically changes. And it's only 2 weeks of the preseason, already jumping to a conclusion. Mark, are you happy with the fact that at 3:39 on Monday, August 19th, Isaac just proclaimed your Chicago Bears as a playoff team?
I don't think he's a jinx, but extremely tough division with Green Bay and Detroit in there, and I'm not sure what to expect from Minnesota with Sam Darnold and that whole crew. I would pick Minnesota last in that division right now if I had to, but plenty of position battles coming up. C.J. Beathard, the former Iowa quarterback, is in a battle for number two behind Trevor Lawrence with Mac Jones in Jacksonville. So while Beathard's been around a while, you know, both those guys have been around a while. We'll see how Beathard does.
Yeah. A lot of interesting news and notes coming out of the preseason in week number two. I will ask you guys this, and I want to ask our listeners, 319-366-1600. Is a record if it happens in the preseason? The reason I ask that question is that Brandon Aubrey of the Dallas Cowboys kicked a 66-yard field goal on Sunday night, or I should say on Saturday night, as the Raiders were playing the Dallas Cowboys, which, of course, matches the all-time record for the longest field goal in National Football League history. It did happen in a preseason game, but there, being a Cowboy, I think more than anything else, there is a little bit of an uproar that this should be counted as well as a part of that record-tying performance. So do you think that should be the case? 319-366-1600. Isaac.
No, I don't think so. It's just I think most NFL players have said that they aren't going full speed in the preseason. So like there's preseason speed, there's regular season speed, and then there's playoff speed as far as how the players are treating it. And so if the players are not going, you know, all out, then I feel like it probably should not be counted as a official record.
Okay.
Just my opinion.
Record does not count, says 7960 on the text line. 0411. Stats don't count. Records don't count either. I don't think it should count. Mark, do you make it a unanimous decision?
Absolutely. It should not count. Preseason games are a glorified scrimmage or practice. They're not the regular season. I mean, you don't accumulate hits towards your career totals in spring training games.
Nope.
Or the NBA preseason. Why would you feel any record done in the preseason would equal what's done in the regular season? And I will say, Aubrey, most observers said that field goal would have been good for more than 70 yards. So, Brandon, do it in a game.
And he might, because as you mentioned, Aubrey's got a whale of a foot. And I hate to say that because it is a Cowboy, but he's got a whale of a leg. And I think it's not going to be too far down the road we're going to see the first 70-yard field goal in NFL history. Maybe even this year. I'm not going to go out on a limb like you are, Isaac, saying that the Chicago Bears are going to be a playoff team this year, but I think we're going to see a 70-yard field goal before long. 319-366-1600. 0547 says, I'm not trying to defend, but that was Daniel Jones's first in-game action in 8 months. True. 3435 saying, the Giants are probably going to be looking for another coach. Yeah, I like their coach, though. I think he's a keeper. And you mentioned C.J. Beathard, Mark. He is fighting out for the number two spot in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he is. And once again, Beathard has experience. He's started games. But Mac Jones is right there as well. So we'll see how that pans out.
Mac Jones. Yeah, I don't know. Giants just, they may be in a little trouble this year. No Saquon Barkley. They're going to be facing Saquon Barkley a couple different occasions when he rides in with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it could be a long, long year for the New York Giants in the Big Apple. We shall see. Well, we shall see. 319-366-1600. One thing that has been a big hit so far, Mark, is the new kickoff rule. Everyone seems to be in favor of that. Have not, from players, coaches, fans, broadcasters, writers, etc., I have not read or heard one negative thing about the new kickoff rule.
No, I think it's achieving the purpose the NFL was aiming at. Through two preseason games, small sample size, 78% of the kickoffs have been returned, and only 22% were returned last year. It's kind of a quirky little setup with the kickoff, but and you got to pay attention as to where the ball lands, where it goes to the end zone, where possessions start and all that, but I think it's a step forward, unlike what the six-inning rule in Major League Baseball would be.
True. And I think we're going to see a lot more variations and a lot more strategy once we get into the regular season with the kickoffs. Right now, it's pretty plain vanilla. But you're going to start to see some stuff that's going to come down the line. Placement kicks, higher kicks. We're just going to see the lot, I think, coming up. And they're saving that for the regular season. We may have to tweak the rule a little bit. We'll have to see what happens as we go through 17 games in the regular season. But that's the way all rules go. 319-366-1600. I did not know that Brandon Aubrey's dad is from Olwine. I learned something new every day. And 1347 says, the Vikings would love to have C.J. Beathard if Jacksonville does not. We will keep that in mind. Hopefully, our good friends in Jacksonville are listening to the program today, 1347. If they don't want him, send him up to Minnesota. The Vikings will take him. NFL, it's good to have football back. Yes, it was preseason football. There are a lot of players that are not going to be there in a couple of weeks. I also like the fact that they're going to have a week off between the third preseason game and the regular season. That is, I think, a plus for all of the teams. Get a chance to evaluate a little bit more before they make those last cuts. I really agree with that.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent. I liked it when the season began the next week. And it was a short turnaround because the cuts were typically done on Monday. And there would be a game or two on Thursday and the rest of them on Sunday. So it's neither here nor there. We're going to have college football to watch. So I guess I'm okay.
College football coming up this weekend. And if you're wondering about the games coming up, as you mentioned, Mark, there's a game in Dublin this year. Once again, Florida State, they are preseason number 10. They will take on Georgia Tech. Mentioned we will have the SMU-Nevada game coming up on Saturday night for you from Westwood One. You've got New Mexico opening up against 1AA Montana State. Also, on Saturday, it'll be Hawaii taking on the Fighting Hornets of Delaware State, and a bunch of games. Well, those are the games that'll be coming up. So a handful, less than a handful, four games coming up this weekend, but football will be back, and it will be front and center. So that is good to see. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back, and we are going to we're going to talk a little baseball with you. We'll do it after this here in the Gym Class on a Monday here on 1600 ESPN.
It's the biggest game in the state of Iowa, and we want to send you there. 1600 ESPN and Hertin and Stocker Jewelers are teaming up for the Great Gridiron Giveaway. Head to KGYMradio.com and tell us how Iowa or Iowa State can win the big rivalry game. When you do that, you're entered to win a pair of tickets to the game on September 7th in Iowa City. Plus, you're entered in a national contest to win $5,000 in cash. It's the Great Gridiron Giveaway, going on now from 1600 ESPN and Hertin and Stocker Jewelers.
Fry Fest, a celebration of all that is Hawkeye, presented by the Eastern Iowa Airport. On Friday, August 30th, we'll be celebrating 15 years of Fry Fest and Herky on Parade. Get the chance to see all 101 Herky statues at Fry Fest. Take part in the Fry Fest games, kids activities, a concert by Iowa native Maddie Poppy, and the world's largest Hawkeye trade show. Kick off the athletic season the right way at Think Iowa City's Fry Fest. Visit fryfest.com for all the details.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 1-800-983-6530. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-983-6530 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 1-800-983-6530 right now to schedule your vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-983-6530 now. This advertisement is paid for by Heritage for the Blind.
3:52, back with you here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, we talk with him every August, and really looking forward to it coming up tomorrow. But the guru of college football magazines will be joining us. The one and only Phil Steele will be on with us coming up tomorrow. Really looking forward to that. Kevin Payne back with us on Wednesday as regular time to answer your fantasy football draft questions. So if you have those, save those for Wednesday. Looking to talk some UNI football coming up later in the week as well, and some college football talk in general coming up as we close out the week, because obviously we are on the cusp of the college football season. Iowa State et al. Not in action this weekend, but still time to talk some college football. We will do that coming up toward the end of the week. But it is still baseball season, Mark, at least for the vast majority of the baseball fans out there, unless you are a fan of, the Rockies, my White Sox, or you know who you are, Marlins, et cetera, out there. But interesting weekend, to say the least, and maybe the most interesting, and I did not realize this until I read this earlier today on CBS Sports, but the Seattle Mariners, they could go into an exclusive club of being a team that blows a double-digit lead at just about the midpoint of the season. They are now four games behind the Houston Astros, the suddenly red-hot Houston Astros, who are now, by the way, a 11 games over 500 team at this particular time. I said, don't give up on the Astros. They're just too good of a franchise. I know they've had the cheating scandal in the past, but they still have very good players. And Astros look like they are going to take a little bit of a stranglehold in that division. So you got that. And how about the Milwaukee Brewers, Spencer? 11-game lead in the National League Central right now.
Well, the National League Central is over and maybe has been for quite a while. St. Louis and the Cubs are the closest pursuers, and they're not going to catch the Brewers. Colin Ray with a great performance yesterday against the Guardians. Thank you very much, Colin, from Cascade and the Brewers. But, you know, it's coming down to the wire. 6 weeks left. The Twins go to San Diego to start a series tonight. Both teams have won 70 games. You know, you talk about the Orioles and the Yankees, the Twins are only three behind those two teams. And the Brewers closing in on the best record in the National League. So I suppose a bit could change in the next 6 weeks, but yeah, some things are pretty locked in.
Pretty locked in. Wild card right now in the American League, the Yankees, the Twins, and the Royals. Royals have a 3.5 game lead over Boston. Seattle's 5.5 out right now in the wild card chase. National League, you got San Diego. They are suddenly 15 over. Arizona's 13 games over 500. It's looking like it's going to come down between the Braves and the Mets, although don't give up on the Giants as of yet. They're at the 500 mark and only four games out, but bad news as far as the Atlanta Braves. Austin Riley broke a hand. He is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Braves have just been inundated with injuries this year. I don't know if they can keep ahead of the Mets without Riley.
Yeah, I don't know either. And so much depends on the schedules that remain. And I have not looked into that, but that could be an impact for several teams as well. But that's tough. Tough news for the Braves.
It is tough news. It is tough news. And but Braves still very, very talented. So don't give up on them. And, yeah, so New York Mets, they were going to have a fire sale about a month and a half ago. Did not happen, and now they are in the midst of the wild card chase. And seems like the National League Central behind the Milwaukee Brewers are just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic right now between the Cardinals and the Reds and the Cubs and the Pirates. They just kind of shift who's going to be in second, who's going to be in third on a weekly basis. But you never know. You never know. And yes, 0547, there's football on every weekend from here until February. Yes, and that is very, very good news. Tomorrow, Phil Steele will join us. And looking forward to talking to Iowa State, Big Ten, Big 12, the national scene with Phil coming up tomorrow. Always a good time talking with him. We'll let you know how you can get his very popular magazine if you have not picked it up already. But Phil's the man as far as college football is concerned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Have a good night, Isaac. Mark, we will talk with you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy one pallet or more of select shingles. Plus, save 10%.